And what kind of container would you use that you might keep flowers in or plant flowers in around the house? If you cut flowers, maybe you put them in a
vase.
And then what are the eating utensils you'd normally put in everybody's place when you're setting the table?
Plate and silverware.
And what would the different pieces of silverware be?
Fork and spoon and knife.
And so to set a table for, say, four, you'd have to have four spoons and four forks and four
knives and four napkins and...
Okay, if you finish the meal, the dishes are all dirty. See, it's almost supper time. Before we can have supper, I've got to go...
Wash the dishes.
And after somebody washes the dishes, then she...
Wipes them.
Yeah, but before she wipes them, she...
Scalds them.
Any other term you use for scalds?
Rinses.
Okay, and what do you call the... And what you'd use to wipe the dishes?
Dish towel.
And then what would you call what you use to wash them?
Washcloth.
And what would you call the small piece of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Washcloth.
And then after you bathe it, you dry yourself off with a...
Towel.
What different kinds of towels would you have in the house? Different sizes, maybe?
Hand towel and a bath towel.
Okay, what do you call the thing that you turn on to get water in the kitchen?
Faucet.
Okay, would you call it the same thing if it were outside?
Hydrant outside.
Okay, suppose it was came a freeze and you say, you go out, you don't have any water. And you say, it was so cold last night, our water pipes...
Froze.
And then if you got really serious, they not only froze, they also...
Bursted.
Okay, people used to buy flour in a big container, be a big...
Barrels.
And how would you buy lard or molasses if you bought it in a large quantity?
With a gallon. But you bought lard in a stand, and you bought molasses by the gallon. Usually lard came in 50-pound big metal containers, they call it 50-pound stands.
You could also get it in 4-pound and 8-pound buckets,
mm-hmm.
Smaller quantities.
These are things people use for lunch buckets later.
Yeah.
They will handle them.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch buckets, milk buckets.
Anything we needed.
What would you use to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
Funnel.
Yeah, if you were trying to get your horses to go faster when you're riding them in a buggy, you'd
pop them with a whip. Holler, get up.
And if you buy some food at the grocery store, the grocer puts them in a
paper bag.
Any other term?
Sack.
Around here?
Paper sack.
In terms you use.
Shopping bag.
Any other terms that you might have used earlier? Besides bag or sack?
Well, it's a paper sack. I don't...
It's wondering if you ever use the term poke.
Yeah, sometimes. Paper poke.
People use that much now?
No, don't hardly ever hear that used.
The paper poke was usually a small paper bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
to be smaller than
like we got candy
bag, you know, a grocery sack. A paper poke would be what you would buy candy or something like that in. Mm-hmm. That was always called a paper poke. The sack was big enough to put groceries in. It was very seldom ever used. Called the term poke.
What do you want? Large quantities of sugar or flour, what would it come in? So 50-pound bag.
Sack.
Yeah, what
were
the sack made of?
Well, paper or cloth. It's the sugar, nearly always paper sacks. Mm-hmm. I can't remember it. Oh, long time ago we got it in a cloth sack. Mm-hmm.